After Governor Martin O'Malley used the sports analogy when asked by Aaron Robert Lang and others down in Annapolis about whether or not he thinks the House of Delegates may be on board now with a special session where they would support expanded gambling going into Prince George's County, he said, the governor said, well, you know, I thought they kind of were on board before when the work group was meeting, and I didn't realize that they had picked up their helmets and walked off the field. Did you like that little football analogy there that was given to you, Delegate? You're being one of them, Delegate Kurt Anderson, chairman of the Baltimore City delegation. Did you pick up your helmet and walk off the field? Is that what happened?
They never gave us chin straps. So we weren't going to play without some real protection. It's one thing to have the helmet, but you need the chin strap too.
To be fair, Delegate Sheila Hickson, chair of Ways and Means, other two delegates, Delegate Anderson was not one of those, but those three delegates said no. They did not feel that it was appropriate to lower taxes on gambling operators and gambling owners while we were raising taxes on individuals making $100,000 and families making $150,000. And so that is where things have been frozen. Now, what the governor said yesterday, Delegate Anderson, which is why you're here, I wanted to get you to weigh in on, because you and your delegation are kind of up in the air as votes on this in the House, is he said they want to remove the tax issue when it comes to lowering taxes for these folks and have a gaming commission that he'll appoint, and they'll make the recommendation for tax increases. Now, the only issue that you would have to come back for in a special session is expanded gaming in Prince George's County. What about that?
That's a load of baloney. I mean, it is so weak that I wouldn't even want to comment on it. I mean, so they're going to take the decision away from the General Assembly, give it to this group, who, you know, the group is going to do exactly what they want them to do.
No.
And therefore,
they're going to be fair. They're going to be blue ribbon.
Right. And therefore,
impartial.
And therefore, the members of the General Assembly don't have to worry about it. Now, we're here to do a job. And if we're going to raise taxes or lower taxes, then we're supposed to be the ones to do that. This thing about giving it to somebody else so we don't have to have our fingerprints on it, that's bull. And I know we're on the radio, so I won't say the rest. I mean, that really smacks of
kicking the can down the road, passing the ball. Let me get some sports analogies in there.
I'm really disappointed that our leaders, this is the best thing that our leaders could come up with.
Well, your speaker.
I'm talking about the governor, the speaker, and the president of the Senate.
Well, let me be fair. Your speaker has not agreed to this. And as a matter of fact, after the breakfast meeting, the tete-a-tete where they got together, Governor Martin O'Malley, President of Senate Mike Miller, and Speaker Michael Bush, the speaker said basically we're at the same place we were before the breakfast. So that's all he would say.
Okay, here's the same place. The same place is the fact that before there is a special session, the speaker needs to know and be able to report to the governor that he has enough votes to get this bill passed. There's no need to have a special session if you don't have the votes. When the session ended, the regular session ended this year, there were only 38 votes in favor of expanding gaming to Prince George's County as well as table games. They may be up to 41 now. So my suspicions are...
Now, let me help people understand. It's 141 delegates, so that means 41 up to 100.
Right.
Well, versus 100.
They need 71.
Right.
Okay, so 41 of 71 is a far cry.
That's 30 votes away. Yes.
Now, here's the breakdown. Half of Prince George's County, where the gaming is supposed to expand to,
right,
is against it. Most of Montgomery County at this point is against it until they get what they want. Baltimore County, with a lot of Republicans there, the majority of Baltimore County delegates are against it. All of Anne Arundel County is against it. And there's not one Baltimore City delegate that would vote for it until we get some safeguards for our site.
Now, what does that mean?
That means they still only have the 38 votes.
No, what is safeguard? I want folks to understand, what does safeguards mean for Baltimore City sites, okay, in your interpretation?
Well, as you know, there's supposed to be a site built in Baltimore City down at the Greyhound bus station. It's supposed to be operational in about a year and a half. Why would we want to have a major attraction in Washington's
suburbs?
You know, that harbor, National Harbor, that would be in direct competition with our site, and our site hasn't even been built yet. So we need to protect the site by at least having our site up and running for 3 years at least, so that we can determine where our customers come from, do some loyalty things, try to maintain our base so that...
That's the argument Cordish is making, by the way, about his Maryland Live situation.
Well, I don't really care about Cordish. I'm telling you the truth. I care about
that's
the...
That's his argument, though, is what I'm saying.
With all due respect to Mr. Cordish,
yes,
the governor, all these other people, the Prince George's County executive, we ended up voting for this thing 4 years ago because they said that it would help reduce property taxes in Baltimore City. That's all I care about is Baltimore City. I don't care about the governor. I don't care about the speaker, and I hope they're listening. I don't care about David Cordish. I don't care about Mike Miller. I care about the constituency of my delegates, which are the citizens of Baltimore City, and whether or not we can get our property taxes reduced. We're not going to vote for it until we get that kind of guarantee.
Let's hear from Rick in Baltimore. I have nothing to say to that. Rick in Baltimore, you're on with Delegate Anderson.
Hey, how's it going? Well, thank you, Delegate, for looking out for us Baltimore Cityans and haven't left. One of the things I've wondered every time I fly a lot, and I've kind of wondered, you know, in this whole little battle, why haven't we stuck slot machines at the airport?
Because
he didn't ask you, he asked me. You're on this
radio
ahead, for 4 hours
the floor,
a day.
The floor
I come
is
in
yours.
Here for 10 seconds.
The floor
and you wanna,
is yours.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The floor is yours.
I was in Reno about 10 years ago, and I was leaving Reno. You're right. After having dropped all my money, I put $20 in a slot machine and won a $500 jackpot. I think there should be slot machines at the airport. Okay,
I mean, because I deliberately make sure I can go through Las Vegas on my trips across the country or wherever I'm going, so I can sit there and do that. And the other day I was at the airport, and I'm like, looking at this waste of money of fresh flowers in the men's room, and I'm like, this is a waste of money for Martineau Money, you know, our next junior senator, apparently. And it's like, why aren't – I mean, it just makes sense to
Rick, let me tell you a little bit of history. When I was in the legislature, when Slots for Tots was the name of the bill put forward by the late Delegate Howard Pete Rawlings, I was opposed to gambling just on principle, GP at the time. But if they had the votes to pass it, my point was, as a member of the House of Delegates, that if we're going to pass something, just like the lottery, if you go into a 7-Eleven, what do you see? A lottery machine, right?
Right, exactly.
If you go anywhere, why should it be just limited to the racetracks? At that time, the discussion was the racetracks. Have you noticed, Rick, nobody brings up the racetracks anymore? But anyway.
No, they don't care about them. And I mean, it's like, as a kid, I remember Anne Arundel County, every American Legion Hall, pot machines in them. And now they're gone.
Everybody should have them. If you have if you can get a lottery machine, Delegate, in your store, why can't you have a slot machine?
Exactly.
I mean,
it just makes sense to me. I'm sure Martin O'Money would gladly support it, you know, on his way to the White House, so he thinks. But I just think it's something that needs to be thought about. If we're going to do gambling, do it for everybody stop this piecemealing.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Delegate, we know you have to go, but in 20 seconds, do you have another meeting coming up with the Pitbull Task Force?
Well, there's been an opinion asked for to the Attorney General's office with regard to the issue, and we've got legislation crafted. So we will have another meeting of the Pitbull Task Force to go over the legislation that we've crafted, and hopefully we won't have to present that legislation until the regular session, which hopefully will be the next meeting of the General Assembly.
Well, Delegate, I appreciate you coming in, and we're going to send your comments to the Speaker, the President, and the Governor. Thank you so much.
Okay, but C4.
I know you're serious.
All seriousness.
I know you are.
Look, this thing can't be decided in 2 or 3 days in a special session. We really need to sit down and look at it. And I don't think there's many members of my delegation that will vote for this thing unless they've had some serious conversations with the Governor and with the Speaker of the House. I suspect that they'll be going out talking to members of all the delegations to try to find out where the votes are, trying to shore it up. But right now, they do not have the vote.